Marty, lots to talk about this week, and I want to start with a story about a retiring deputy fire chief. You say that he's seen a lot of changes in protocol over his career.
Yes, Steve Mims is going to retire effective March 31st. That would be Sunday. And he kind of reminisces about some of the changes he's seen over the years. He says when he started, you know, the standard outfit was rubber boots and a long jacket. We can kind of picture that, some of us who've been around a while. But and that was when he joined the Las Cruces Fire Department. And, you know, those uniforms were viewed the most favorably included soot that was etched on the helmet and a jacket tinged with flames, he says. And basically it was a badge of honor to have the dirtiest gear, he said. But over the years, and not just in Las Cruces, but fire departments all over have been much more cognizant of perhaps toxic effects of smoke on their clothes, and they don't carry them anymore. They actually have they clean them as quickly as possible. So they've changed in that way. Then he also talks about how the fire department has benefited from more of an emphasis in homes with smoke detectors.
Ah, yes.
And the requirement in commercial buildings of having a same. And that has made his job. And they do a lot more outreach, too, with the public.
Okay.
And not to mention they have much different training and more exhaustive training these days. So.
All righty. In the arts, KRWG is in the spotlight. It's a benefit concert with the Hard Road Trio on Friday night at 7.
Yes, at the Rio Grande Theater downtown. And we have an interview. Mike Cook talked to them. They have a new album. It's also kind of an album release party or a CD release party. And they just talk about, the three of them are Chris Sanders, Steve Smith, and Luna. And Sanders and Smith especially talk about, and I didn't realize this. I mean, they're really aptly named because they're on the road a lot. They travel a lot. And, you know, that's maybe common among young bands in their 20s and people who aren't married and don't have families. But these folks have been around a while, but they still travel a long way and a lot.
Yeah.
And so they talk about how they're into the rhythm of the road, and it just kind of informs their music.
How neat.
They'll be there Friday night at the Rio Grande.
You got it. More information at krwg.org. In our business section this week in the Las Cruces Bulletin, something that I bet a lot of people are interested in, e-bikes.
E for electronic, or it's an option anyway. You could. It's kind of kind of a cross between a good old fashioned bicycle and a motorcycle.
Right. You can pedal or you can turn on the old electric motor.
Yeah. In fact, I was sitting outside at a patio yesterday and two fellows came by on these e-bikes. And, you know, I thought, and I just placed this story and I thought, well, okay, yeah, they're around. But there is a business operating out of a garage and they hope to have a brick and mortar store someday. But Jim Toth and his wife Barbara have started this store, and they're selling e-bikes, and there's three classes of them, and the story talks about the different types of options for e-bikes and what the Toths are hoping to accomplish with their new business. They're pretty common now. They're getting a lot more common, and as you said, we've both seen them, and so it makes sense to me, really.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll probably see more of them with the focus on green energy, for sure. Well, folks say there's a lot of rare birds in Las Cruces, but in this case, we're talking about the birds that fly at a park near Mesilla, right?
Right. Yeah, the white-tailed kite has been spotted at Mesilla Valley Bosque State Park. And the last time it had been spotted in that area was back in 1985. It was spotted in the story says March 17th. I got an update just not long ago that it was spotted yesterday as well. So it's still hanging around, the white-tailed kite. And it's mostly common to western parts of New Mexico, Grant and and County and Luna County mm-hmm. as well. So now it's here and birders are happy.
Very cool. All right. Read those stories, much more, in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.